and praise you. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you that this morning we can come together to remember you. Amen. Lord, this is the day of your resurrection. Amen. Lord, bring all of us into your resurrection life. Amen. Lord, we commit this time into your hand. We pray that your victorious blood will cleanse each and every one of us so we can enjoy your fresh anointing. Lord, we have no trust in ourselves. Our trust is in you. We pray you will give us your rich presence. We also pray that you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that not only we can understand your truth, we also can see the vision. Lord, we give all of us into your hand. Lord, together we bind your enemy and bind all his distractions. We pray in precious name. Amen. I hope you still remember what we said last Lord's Day. And last Lord's Day, I mentioned that many years ago in the Congress, some of the Christian congressmen and tried to bring in this resolution. That is that they said, for many, many years, almost all the school taught the students the theory of evolution. So that's not fair. And so they said, we also should teach the students the theory of creation. Of course, once you talk about the creation, right away, people think of Genesis chapter 1. But eventually, this resolution was not passed because, and many, many people know, the scientists has many proofs that in China, they always said God used 6 days to create everything. And then definitely it's not so. And on the East Coast, not East Coast, in the United States, I discovered that most people does not mention the 6 days, but most people mention 6,000 years. And I say that from Adam to now is 6,000 years. And again, many scientists have a lot of proof that the human history is longer than 6,000 years. So eventually, Congress did not pass this resolution. Now, so last week, we mentioned that the reason these congressmen could not pass this resolution is not that the book of the Bible or the first chapter is not scientific. The problem is they don't understand what chapter 1 was talking about. And so I still remember that the first time when Brother Lee had his life study conference. That was in 1954, October. And before that time, we never heard this phrase, the life study. And but start from 1954, October, he strongly shared with us this book of the Bible is not, on one hand, it covers so many things. You can find the history, you can find the moral standards and laws and this and that. Even you can find science, because Isaiah already mentioned this 600 years before the Lord's first coming, and it already mentioned that the earth is round, it's not flat. And so you also can find signs in the Bible. But the Bible is not a book of history. It's not a book of science. It's not even not a book of religion and all these things. But rather, the Bible is the book of life. And so this match what we had here in John chapter 10, verse 10. The Lord said clearly that he took all of us. We are his sheep. He is the shepherd. And so in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, this was the Lord Jesus said, that he said, I come that they, that refers to all of us, and that they might have life and have it abundantly. Amen. And this life is not the, it is not our physical life, it is not our soul, but this life is the Zoe life, in other words, it's the divine life. So the Lord Jesus come, they want to give us the divine life, God's life. And not only he wants to give us God's divine life, and also he wants to give us this Zoe life abundantly. Amen. So this is the Lord's burden, and this is the burden of the whole Bible. And we all have to see this. And so in that time, in 1954, when Billy covered the first chapter of the book of Genesis, and very early on, he said, this first chapter is not a chapter of God's creation. Now, rather, the first chapter is only the first verse. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Only this first verse is related to God's creation. Start from verse 2. It's no longer talking about God's creation. And why? Because it's clearly, it says here. So we can read this verse 2 again. So can you have this on this side? Or where can I find that? Okay, so I believe you can all see this. And let's all read Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 together, okay? But the earth became waste and emptiness, and the darkness was on the surface of the deep. Okay, Jesus was reading on the surface of the waters. Now, here it says, especially the first part of verse 2, but the earth became waste and emptiness, and the darkness was on the surface of the deep. That's not a very good picture, right? And then we always have to, we repeated this many times. If we really want to know a truth or certain verses, we need to apply to the whole Bible. Now, if anything is not the same as the Bible said, then you cannot take this as the real truth. Right. And so here, you have Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. But you also, in the Bible, you have another book that is Job. In Job chapter 38, this is what we read last week. And so the Job, do you have up there? Yeah, Job 38, verse 4 and verse 7. So you can turn to that. You can turn to that verse. So what did it say? You can read from here. Where were you when I lay in the foundation of the me? Have understanding. And then in verse 7, when the morning star sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Okay, so, you know, Job was a very righteous person, and he was very, very righteous, and he had the heart to fear God. And then later, in the beginning, he was very prosperous, but then later, many, many sufferings came to him. And then he was puzzled. How come? I tried to please God all the time, yet it seems God allowed many sufferings come to him. And this Job also had three friends, but his three friends was not like Daniel's three friends. Daniel's three friends really, they all of them were the same, and they all loving the law and reject all the other idols. So Daniel's three friends are very good, but Job's three friends are not very good, because they are all not in the tree of life. They are all in the tree of good and evil. So then they repeatedly to accuse this Job, and said that you must have some hidden sins or this or that. But eventually God himself came and said, forget it, as these three friends don't talk, because the more they talk, the more confused Job became. So God himself talked to Job, and so first he said in verse 4, he said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Of course, Job did not have the understanding how God created the earth. But then in verse 7, it says, when the morning star sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So this is what God said to Job at the time when he created the earth. Oh, it was a very happy, you could see that. It was a very happy and a very glorious time. And he said, the morning stars sang together. So that's a very happy time, right? And also then all the sons of God shouted for joy. Oh, it's a wonderful picture. But then you can see that this verse 7 does not match verse 2 in Genesis, right? And so there it says, first of all, you could see that when God created the earth, at that time, he had created the universe and many other stars and even other living creatures. And so, in other words, the heaven and the earth are not created at the same time. And actually, before God created the earth, the many stars already there. And even many living people also were there. But those ones, even it says, Don't go to two. Let's go back to Job chapter 34, verse 7. Yeah. So. Where were you when I left? No. Now I want you to go to Job chapter 38, verse 7. Okay. Yeah. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, those sons of God is not like us. We are really sons of God because we have received God's life. But yet, even way before human being were created, God already had created some other living, we don't know how do you call that. So God created many created by God. They are living. And not only they are living, you can see that they enjoy God also. So when God created we human beings, these sons of God was not jealous, and they are very happy. So you could see a very wonderful, positive picture. And again, it is not the same as Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Not only this, we also have many other proofs, like in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. That verse, did you have that? Yeah, okay. Then you say, and for thus says Jehovah, who created the heavens, great is the God who formed the earth and made it and established it. He did not create it waste. let's repeat this again. He did not create it waste. Now, here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it said what? The earth became waste and emptiness. So you know that this verse 2 does not match that Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. So it says clearly in Isaiah that when God created the earth, it's not in the waste. So you can see, again, they are not matched. So again, the Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 does not, it's not a verse concerning the Lord's creation. So I hope that we have enough proof to see this. But then, so what is the chapter 1 talking about? Now, chapter 1 is what is the same as all the other books, just like what the Lord Jesus said to us repeatedly, that he comes that we might have life. We might have the divine life, and we might have the eternal life. And so, and not only that, the Lord wants us to have this life, the divine life, what? Abundantly. So this is what the Lord wants to give us. So we need to have the correct understanding of this chapter. And so here, start from verse 3 all the way to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, really is the chapter that talking about what? Talking about the experience of Christ as our life. Now, so what is the life? Actually, the life is not anything else. And don't think life is one thing, Christ is another thing. Don't forget, the Lord Jesus Christ, he himself said in John chapter 11, verse 25, and it's so I thought this is a very familiar verse, so I did not put this on the board. So the Lord Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. So this life, this resurrection life, actually is nothing else but this person, Jesus Christ, he himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. So therefore, if you want to find this life, if you want to receive this life, we have to come to Christ. And we have to come to Christ to receive this, not only to go to Christ. And if you want to go to Christ, if I want to go to Christ, we need to go to his speaking, his words. So in John chapter 1, verse 1, it already said, and in the beginning was what? There's a word. And that the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we need to know all these verses, as I kept repeating, that we could say these words in our dreams. And so we have to see that if we want to have the resurrection life, if we want to have this divine life, we have to come to this living Christ. You know, in the book of John, also, the Lord also said this, that because those Pharisees, that these Jewish people, that they also studied the Bible. They studied the Bible because they also thought that in the Bible there's life. But yet, they refused to go to Christ. Therefore, they even read the Bible, they could not get Christ. They could not really get the life. And therefore, we have to see, we need to experience of Christ as our life. Let's say this together, okay? The experience of Christ as life. This is our burden. And so we have to see that in order for us to really receive the divine life, we have to come to Christ. And if we want to come to Christ, we have to come to this all-inclusive spirit. And so, just like in John chapter 4, verse 24, it says, those who want to, for God is a spirit. And so those who worship God must worship what? In spirit and in we have to give our whole heart to the Lord. We need to turn our heart to the Lord, so then the veil will be taken away. If we don't turn our heart to the Lord, if our hearts still are loving some other things, and especially if we still love ourselves so much, then it's hard for us really to see Christ. So we need to turn our heart to the Lord all the time so that all the veils will be taken away. So we have to see this. And then here in this chapter 1, it starts from verse 3. You could see that God already started to work, or the Lord is already to work. And so in chapter 3, and then we read chapter 3 to chapter 5. Let's see those few verses. Okay, let's read these three verses together. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was day. So this is the first day. Now this is why we need the light, and because in the previous verse, in verse 3, we say, God said, "Let there be light." And why? It's because in verse 2, it says, it became waste, and emptiness, and the darkness was on the surface of the deep. And so here, why we read Ezekiel's and some of the other verses, and that just we just want to show to people this verse 2. First of all, it became waste. That means originally was not waste, and just became. Why became? It's because one of the angel, this angel is outwardly is very beautiful, and it's also has a very it's the leader of many angels, and so then he rebelled against God, and because he rebelled against God, then the whole earth became waste and emptiness. Now this, the earth became waste and emptiness, that is God's judgment to the earth and to this angel. And this is what happened. And so today, I want to come back to verse 2 again. It's because this is the description of all of us, our condition before we believe in the Lord. Do you think this is your condition? No, this was my condition. And even though I, by the Lord's mercy, that I received the Lord when I was young. And even when I was young, I also had the feeling, the emptiness, that nothing can satisfy me. So all within us, we all feel the what? Unsatisfaction. It's very empty. I don't understand what is the meaning of waste. But that you can see that the meaning of waste is the what? It is that if we do not come to the Lord, if we do not receive the life from the Lord, then we will become waste. So that's why we read John chapter 3 and verse 36, right? And so don't say that I'm a good man. No, if you do not receive the Lord Jesus, and then you what? You don't need to do some good work. You are under God's what? What you are already have under the Lord's His judgment already. So because all of us have sinned, in the Bible tells us, and the wages of sin is death. And therefore, you don't have to do any bad things. You don't have to rob a bank. In God's eyes, that just because you don't receive Christ as your Savior, then you will be judged, and you become therefore, we need to preach the gospel all the time. And we thank the Lord. Last night we have the English gospel meeting, right? So you have 16 received the Lord.
I think 10 got saved out of 16 friends, some were Christians.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's why it's important. If you really love your friends or your relatives, we have to bring all of them to the Lord. And don't wait that they commit certain kind of sin. No. We already, all of us, we have sinned. But anyway, so we need to see that this is our condition. And not only we feel very empty, and also we feel very dark. There's no light. And how do we know whether we are in darkness or we are in light? We say many times, if you only see other people's wrongdoings and you don't see your own wrongdoings, that is a sign that you are in darkness. And if you are in light, then you only see your own mistakes. You have no time to look for other people's mistakes. And so the reason I want to read this verse 2 is this verse 2 is very useful to wake us up. What is the real condition we are in? Verse 2 shows us if we do not believe in the Lord, if we don't have Christ in us, then this is our condition. And it is wasted. It is. If we do not come back to the Lord, and if we do not serve the Lord, then whatever the time, that does not mean we should not study, we should not work, but that means we are wasting our time if we do not know the Lord. And not only that, sooner or later you will discover vanity of vanity, all things are vanity. And so hopefully that we discover our condition as soon as possible so that we can really turn to the Lord and receive the Lord. So this is the first day that the Lord will give us the light. And so we need the shining of the Lord so we will know what is our condition. And then this is the first day, and so that we should receive the light. Then we read from Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7. Okay, let's turn to verse 6 and 7. God said, let there be an expanse in the water, and let it separate waters from the water. And God says, which earth is when? Yeah, okay. Outwardly speaking, it seems that God is just to separate the things above from the things below. So it looks like it just talked about the water. But actually, the real meaning is that before we have the light, we do not know what is above, what is below. And isn't that our condition? Is that the condition of today's people? Now, today's people, many times including we ourselves, that we are to many low things. You know, in today's society, so many low things and no eternal value, and just the worldly things, and many people feel that, oh, these are very important. And so maybe many times they laugh at us. Maybe when you have a long weekend and you came to have meetings, I don't know, maybe some of the your colleague will laugh at you. Why? You have a week vacation and you don't stay at home and rest up and or go someplace to have a trip. And why you go to the meetings? They couldn't understand. And they thought that we waste our time in coming to the meetings. Why? Because they did not see what is up, what is down. And so we, by the light, will see for us to come here to enjoy the Lord, and to this has eternal value. This is the things that are really important. And therefore, but without the light, we also cannot see. And without the light, we also, many times, we like to have some other things. And for instance, maybe some young people, when you have the football, what is that? The last time they played the football? How do you call that? When they try, Super Bowl. I'm afraid that some of the students then at Super Bowl, at other times they still come to the meeting, but when Super Bowl came, they sacrificed the meeting and went to see the Super Bowl. Why? Because you still did not receive enough light to see what is the things above, what is the things below. Okay, so we don't want to talk about these things. We all have to see these things and practice these things in our daily life and also in our church life. So I hope that when we come to this chapter, we have to see that what the first chapter is talking about. And we really need to see the light, and so that we can know what are the things above, all the triune God and his economy and his eternal purpose, and that is on top. And then all the worldly things, that's below. So we have to see this light. And so we will not waste our time. And so hopefully you don't take this as doctrine, but we really need to see this and apply this to our personal life and also apply this to our church life. Okay, so this is the second day. And then the third day, that is in, let me see, in verse 9 to verse 13, right? So let's see, verse 9 to verse 13. And God said, and the waters under the heavens Okay, continue. Keep reading.
And the earth brought forth grass, herbs yielding seed according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with their seed in them according to their kind. And God saw that it was good.
Okay, then the really important verse is verse 13. Let's read this verse with our strong spirit, okay? And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. Don't forget this, a third day. Why this third day is important? Because the Lord Jesus was resurrected on the third day. So this third day means what? The Lord's resurrection. And so concerning life, we need to what? We need to all the time enjoy the Lord's third day. Enjoy the Lord as our resurrection. Amen. Okay? So this day, actually, to us, every day should be our third day.
Amen.
So not only that, of course, the Lord's Day morning, you need to come. And also, day by day, to us should be the third day. And so in other words, we have to enjoy the Lord, His divine life, also enjoy the Lord in His third day, in His resurrection. And this is the kind of life we should live. Also, this is the third day. Not only that, then we continue on for the fourth day. Okay. Now let's go to verse 14 to 19. Okay. And in this portion, you have this phrase a number of times. That is light bearers.
Yeah.
What does light bearers mean?
Right.
This light bearers means that this light is very solid. And this light is like, I can only say very solid. And it's not like the first day. The first day you have light, but that light is not that solid. And that light, just a light, and it's not that solid. But so just that kind of first day's light is necessary, but it's not good enough. And if we want to enjoy more of the life and receive more of the life, we need to have this the light bearers, light bodies. And so actually, if you read the whole portion, you that actually these light bearers, really, one is referred to the sun, another is referred to the moon. So what does that mean? That means we need to have some solid vision. And what is the solid vision? We all need to see Christ as our life, and the
right.
Moon means right. The church. The church should be our living. If you want to receive more of the divine life, if I want to receive more of the divine life, very simple, every day we have to experience Christ as our life. Therefore, every morning we need to come up, we need to get up, and we need to have fellowship with Christ, this living Christ, and have some personal fellowship with the Lord. I know many of the brothers and sisters, you all have the corporate morning revival. That's wonderful. Don't stop that. And so whether you are a telephone morning revival, and also your group morning revival, if you're having that, don't stop that. If you stopped, then very often you will forget. Maybe you already 3 weeks did not have morning revival, and you think you only miss morning revival 3 days. But if you have the groups, then at least will keep you to have morning revival every day. So if you have morning revival with different brothers and sisters, that's wonderful, and don't stop it. But in addition to this, or maybe even before you have this corporate morning revival, we all need to give some time to the Lord, have some personal fellowship with the Lord. If you have some feelings, if you talk to the Lord, and also give the Lord a time, open your whole being. Lord, what do you want to say to me? And I want to open my whole being. I'm here. You just speak to me. You have to. Then the more you have this kind of practice, the more you will know God and you will know the Lord personally. We need to have this. And so we have to imitate, intimate fellowship with Christ. And also personal and very intimate. So we need to have this kind of life. And so not only this, we all the time need to stay in the church life. And so the church is our protection, our supply. And so this is very true. And so this is what is called the light burials, the light bodies, the suns and the moons. So Christ and the church. And this will help us to go on to receive more of the divine light into us. Okay, then because of time, so we can jump from the fourth day to the sixth day. And let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And so I believe, or I hope, you all can recite this verse, right? And it says what? And God said, let us make them in our image and obtain our likeness, and let them have view of the blazing the sea and over the bird of heaven and over cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So this verse is extremely important. Why? Because this verse not only tells us that we are created by God. This verse also shows us God created us with a definite purpose. And so we should be what? Over the fish of the sea. Now, that is using fish of the sea to apply to our environment. So we can see today we are in New York, we are in this society, and New York is not a, hourly speaking, it really is not a good, you know, it's a sinful city. But so we are just like fish in this environment. But if we have this divine life inside of us, if we really apply to eat and drink of Christ every day, have personal fellowship with the Lord, and also stay in the church life, and then we can live this kind of life. That is, we are in such a sinful environment, but we will not be affected by this sinful environment. Just like the living fish, that when the fish is living in the sea, of course, is very salty, and but the living fish will not be affected. If you get a fish, and only the dead fish become what? Become salty. And a living fish will not be salty. So today, we are in the world, but we do not of the world. We don't belong to the world and in their environments and in their kind of bad, evil, whatever they try to do. But we cannot. We cannot. It's not our laws, Ten Commandments, but rather we need to receive the life. And this life, only this divine life, can save us from the terrible, evil environments. So in one sense, if we are alive, then we will live this kind of life. In other words, we can live here, but yet we are not influenced, we are not having the evil influence by this world. This is one thing. And then, if you receive more life, then you will have birth life. Now, what is birth life? We know birth flight. And so we should be like birth life. That means we will not be touched by the things on the earth. And in the past, I knew a brother that his job was, he did not want to work for people, but his job was a judge's buy and sell many people they buy and sell the what? Huh? Not merchandise. So they pay stocks. Okay. And you can see that when they the stock is very high, oh, they are so happy, they could not sleep. Then, if the stock dropped and they are so depressed, they also could not sleep. And so, but eventually I tried to persuade him, let's find a normal job. Otherwise, I was afraid that he might have heart attack. But then I'm sorry I did that, because when I tried to encourage him to find a normal job, he disappeared. He left. So I still keep praying for him, hopeful that one day he will come back. But anyway, so that is, we are not living like in a bird. We are bound, attached by the earthly things all the time. So may the Lord be merciful to us, and so we will not only have the fish life and also have birth life, and then the 6 days, in the beginning, it is that they have cattle, and especially the cattle in the Bible are like oxen. They always help the people to till the ground and to produce the food. And so that is very good. That shows that your life is growing. And only those who mature in life, then they will not be like babies. The babies want to other people to help them and to serve them, and they don't care other people's need. But then a real mature life is that all the time they want to serve other people, just like the Lord Jesus said that he came not to be served but to serve. And so this is the sixth day. And then the most important thing is what it says, that we have the fish of the, we should be over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and also the cattle, and also all the earth. Then the last one is, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, what is the creeping thing? It's very clear. When you go to Genesis chapter 3, the creeping thing creep in. That is the serpent. And the serpent is nothing else but Satan. And so today, we have to see that we all have a very important mission. That is, we need to deal with this serpent. And in other words, our God, there is a war in this universe. And so that is the war between Satan and God. And which side should we take? I think no need to consider. We are all on God's side, right? We are all believers, and we should all the time stand on God's side. But today, I'm sorry that sometimes we probably either consciously or not consciously standing on Satan's side. Now, I I especially want to mention this matter about homosexuality and this how serious this is. And today, I'm afraid even some of our young people, they also was affected by the world. They said, "Oh, everybody has the freedom to choose their way of living." They just consider that is the way of living. Then, of course, I know that none of people here want to practice homosexual, but then they have sympathy to the other to have the homosexual. But then you have, all of us have to see that why God created us. God created us is because that God does not want to fight with Satan directly. Because God is God. He did not want to lower his level to another creature and to deal with that. That's why he created us. Now, we are also, we are creatures. So God wants to use us, human beings, to deal with the creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And the creeping thing, of course, we all know, is Satan. He is the creeping thing. If you read the last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, you can see that that old serpent and that red dragon, now he is the creeping thing. And so our God wants to use us to deal with this. We don't hate those people who practice homosexuality, and we know that they were influenced by someone behind them. They were influenced by Satan. So we have to preach the gospel to them, and we have to see that we have this vision that we are not afraid of Satan. Satan is afraid of us. We have to be clear that we all have the vision. We all have this mission to stand on God's side and to deal with God's enemy. That is to deal with the creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And so the reason why I want to repeat this again and again is because then now so many people, even as late as 5 years ago, those who practice this, that they still have a feeling of shamefulness. But these 4 years, it becomes all of a sudden and becomes so popular. This like something modern. And don't think this is accidental. That's Satan behind this. And he hoped that everybody, all human beings, will be homosexual. Then the human being will be wiped out in the universe. Then he can go home sleep in peace. So we have to see that this is not such a small thing. We have to see that we are in this big war here, and so we are on the Lord's side, and we really cannot tolerate what Satan wanted to do. So I just mentioned this. So when we get into this chapter 1, we have to see that all these things mentioned here should be applied to our daily life and also applied to in our church life. May the Lord be merciful to us. Okay.